Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... we started this out as Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every fucking day is the same. I mean, these son of a bitches, they'll stop when we stop them. It's all evil. Anyway, Wednesday the 11th, January 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on here and mix it up with me today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 36 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And there's a little snow when we woke up this morning, maybe an inch or so. And so we're still getting precipitation, so... I hate the winter, but God, if we don't get enough water, I mean, shit, man, we have whole lakes dried up. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Project Veritas strikes again. Pfizer scientists admits the unthinkable on hidden camera. They all knew. Well, of course they all knew. They fucking planned it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Project Veritas, I guess it is, strikes again. Pfizer scientist admits the unthinkable. The unthinkable fuck we've known it all along. You think they're sitting there mixing goddamn chemicals and shit or creating, I don't know, shit, DNA platelets and shit, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing? They don't know that they're doing it. They're doing it with their own hands. They're doing as they're doing it. They're beginning to back away because people are starting to drop like goddamn flies. I mean, there were two or three stories today on people that are kids dropping in school, fucking... dropping on the goddamn, sports courts and what, no matter what, you know, they're killing us. They're doing it and they're already caught and it don't fucking matter. Just like it didn't matter in 2008 when they were caught committing international fraud with the goddamn derivatives bubble. Stealing from us. There is no goddamn law take care of them, so we have to use our law. The law of, excuse me. The common law, the highest law in this goddamn land, we the people, the jurisdictional authority for this land, And we have to enforce our goddamn rights because that is what is being violated. Remember when they first came out with this bullshit fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. When they first came, well, any vaccines would have to be completely voluntary. But then they start fucking taking people's jobs. That's called coercion. And it's open in your face fucking coercion people with people applauding. But they have removed our fucking common law court so we can't take them into court and charge them with fucking treason and sedition and hang them. Therefore, we have to revert to the second article of the Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, and we have to go to our fucking guns. We have to go to our weaponry. We have to go to our, artillery. Whatever we fucking have, we have to fight with. Because we cannot let them have our goddamn, we cannot let them turn us into international communist citizens. I'll never be one. Targeting Pfizer is nothing new for Project Veritas. You'll recall back in 2021, they jumped headfirst into the vax mandate. It's in quotation marks. And there can be no vax mandate. There is zero authority for it. In fact, it is fucking forbidden by the 9th article of the highest law in this fucking land. That is the Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You can't do it. You do it, you break the law, and it's our duty. It's our duty to fucking shut you, to stop you any way we have to. And you fucking know it. Debate by publishing a 10-minute video showing Pfizer scientists touting the benefits of natural immunity. Washington Times, when somebody is naturally immune like they got COVID, they probably have better or not better, better slash not better, but more antibodies. Now, they're not treating them. This fucking shot here ain't antibodies. Goddamn platelets, it fucks with your DNA, it's supposed to change your DNA, to change who you are. They know that, they put it right on their goddamn site. They think they can just talk around in fucking circles until we all drop dead. Against the virus. The virus that you cannot show, that there's never been a study isolating the goddamn COVID-19 virus. It never existed. And the first year it came out, there were zero fucking colds in this goddamn country. What do you think? I mean, goddamn it, what's it take for you people? Or not you people, but whoever, fuck, we're all fighting together, but what's it take? I mean, you want to be stupid or you're fucking too scared, afraid to fucking face the goddamn truth. Says Mr. Kerry. I guess, Mr. Carroll, okay. In the hidden camera footage, because what the vaccine is, like I said, that protein that's just on the outside, so it's one antibody against one specific part of the virus. He went on. When you actually get the, and that would make it mutate, wouldn't it? I mean, if any of this was true, it would make a virus. If you only attack a part of it, then it would, the rest of it that you didn't attack would mutate into a new virus. I mean, goddammit, people, we weren't plagued with this shit. No more than before 9/11 were we plagued with fucking foreign wars. They created this shit. They created this situation. What, to fucking finish robbing this goddamn country out? To make this country as weak as it can get? As they think they can get it? So that the fucking Chinese can come in here and be our fucking overlords? You fucking, you son of a bitches are going to fucking die, you treasonous dog shit eating bastards. You are in violation of our law. The people are the supreme jurisdiction of this goddamn country. And we've laid our law down in the unalienable fucking, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. I mean, I'm a little off here. I've been not getting enough sleep. Laura shouldn't be down there even doing this goddamn show. She's so fucking sick. But we are. We're here. We're not going fucking away. We're not going to stop telling the truth about you son of a bitches. And we're not going to stop until you get goddamn justice. Until you're hanging from a fucking hemp rope like you should have been. Or put up against the fucking wall like the dirty fucking traitors you fucking are. And all you international son of a bitches, you're not getting to leave here. You get that through your fucking head. We will close the airports. We'll close every way out of this goddamn country, and you will fucking hang here. Come in and try to take over our fucking country, you fucking cocksuckers. When somebody is naturally immune like that, COVID-19, they probably have a better... Because what the vaccine is, like I said, that protein that's just on the outside, so it's one antibody against specific parts of the virus. He went on, when you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies. Well, then why aren't you making the vaccine out of antibodies? The stuff that kills it. Not stuff that goes in and changes your fucking DNA so that it takes the goddamn virus and amplifies it against multiple pieces of virus. And not only just that, like that outside the protein, like the inside portion of the actual virus. Well, Project Veritas is back at it again, and this time they captured a Pfizer bombshell on hidden camera. A scientist by the name of Chris Kross admits on hidden camera that there's a link between the vaccine and myocarditis. And they all know it. He said they all. Of course they fucking know it. They fucking built it. You think that these big fucking people? I mean, if I just sit down and started mixing Clorox and goddamn baking soda and all the shit out of the cabinet, that I wouldn't know I was making fucking poison? Something somebody shouldn't put in their goddamn body. Something that if I stuck it in a rat, I knew it'd kill it fucking real fucking quick. Here's what people are saying. Not surprising, anytime they spend billions of advertising to push a product that most folks are skeptical about. No, most folks have said, fuck you, we don't want it. Get this. This has just been a goddamn production to get all that money to the Ukraine to break this goddamn country. They're hauling the goddamn country off. Why we're talking about something that we know they can't do. We're not stopping it. You can almost be certain it's about money. No, it ain't about, there's gotta be some other fucking reason than mammon. I mean, mammon showing its fucking strength. Everyone needs to see this. There is a video on From the Trenches World Report, and I probably on YouTube too, that, Project Veritas, strikes again. Pfizer scientist admits the unthinkable on hidden camera. They all knew it. You can watch the video, and you can watch them say it. Being aware means intention, which is murder. Yes, being aware is murder. And they knew that they fucking what they were doing was fucking. It was going to kill you. They knew that. That's why you're talking about getting what the hell they want amnesty. We should give these people amnesty before there's even a charge. Before they've even been charged with the fucking, they get pure amnesty. They can go ahead and put Clorox, inject Clorox right into your fucking veins and tell you that it's fucking saline and kill you right on the spot. They get amnesty. No, they don't. Every one of you that have killed our fucking people, you son of a bitches are gonna die. Maybe with the same fucking shit that you fucking put in our relatives. Oh, so they didn't think it might. They knew it would. And that's it. They didn't think it might. They knew it would. Yes, they said the smallpox vaccine did this to the degree in which they could release it. So now we know that they test these vaccines for this. Then pretend they didn't know when talking to the media. So they tested it. They knew what it was going to kill fucking people. They knew it was going to be myocarditis. And they still fucking got their emergency clearance from the FDA to fucking put it in human beings who did not want it, who did not volunteer. And people were goddamn coerced and punished for not volunteering to do something they didn't want to do. And there was no legal authority to order them to do. Big Pharma, quote in quotation marks, and Fossey get away with this, or will these ghouls face the justice they deserve? Well, that depends on the goddamn people. They will not receive any kind of justice from their goddamn, what the hell would you call them, their comrades. Of course, this is fascism, because this is being run by, this is the goddamn corporations running the fucking government. They can't fucking do it. Fascism is collectivism, which is an oxymoron to individualism, which the goddamn Bill of Rights being the highest law in this fucking land, ratified by the people through their representatives, the only law ratified by the people through their representatives. Damn you, go to hell. The only law that we've put in the fucking place says, no, you can't. You don't own us, you motherfuckers. We're not lab rats. We're not nothing. You motherfuckers are supposed to leave us alone, and you better get to doing it. You're not even supposed to be here. You're a goddamn running violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, the highest law in this goddamn land. And the rights, and that's the goddamn jurisdiction of the people. You're fucking directly with the fucking people, buddy. No, they won't get what they will get what they deserve eventually. But how many people do they get to kill first? I hear there's a new fucking swine flu out there. Now, didn't we go through that in the 70s? Well, hey, we only got up to 10,000. We want to give out, we stored the shit. We got $1 billion worth of the shit put away. Go ahead and force that on fucking people, too. You're done forcing me, motherfuckers. U.S. wants to deploy missile-armed Marines along Japan's Okinawa Islands. This is from Anti-War Center by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And the bottom line here is, you know, Japan is fucking, they're fascist. And, I mean, they've been, we're fucking goddamn building up the armies. I mean, we spent more on the fucking Ukraine and putting armament over there that's eventually going to be used against us than the whole goddamn budget for the fucking Russian army. Think about that just for a minute. That's just one, and it's more than that, because it's more than the Russian army, the Chinese army, all put together, because, you know what, we're just going over it, just like we fucking, you know, all the fucking aid over the fucking years, you know, taking care of me. Oh, your economy's bad, really? We'll make our people fucking suffer, because they've got money, and you don't, and we're going to take it from them and give it to you. You don't take nothing from a fucking American, not a real fucking American. U.S. wants to deploy missile-armed Marines. Now, I'm telling you, this is bullshit. There's somebody sitting there going, some Mason just got his 33rd degree, and he goes, all I got to do is just sign checks and answer phone calls, and I'm taken care of in fucking grand style for the rest of my fucking life for being a goddamn traitor. The U.S. wants to deploy units of Marines armed with missiles along Japan's Okinawa Islands as part of a military buildup aimed at China. Now, here we're aiming this goddamn Chinese. We're pushing this way and that way and that way for a war with China. At the same time, they're selling goddamn the Chinese fucking communist government, because everything there belongs to the Chinese communist government. Our big, big, huge sloths of our growing land here in the United States. You can't do that, son of a bitch. You do not have the authority. All this shit is fucking fraud. And when you try to carry it on through, you're going to fucking run into the fucking guns of the real fucking Americans. And you son of a bitches are going to be mowed down like goddamn grass. You arrogant cocksuckers. Build up at China, aimed at China. The Japanese newspaper I don't have to know this goddamn foreign language. The newspaper has reported. It's a Chinese newspaper. Fuck, you want to look the name of it up? Go ahead. The report said that the U.S. is looking to deploy the Marines by 2026, and that Japan is always, see, they're all planning all this fucking war. Why in the hell would all the countries want war? If you got all the countries at war, all the countries are being sucked to fucking resources that could be used by the people to fucking better their lives and have a happier fucking life. The people don't fucking want it. And if the people refuse it, they can't, let them motherfuckers put their gear on and get out there, like old Saddam Insane said, and let them fucking fight it out. You guys got, you corporate cocksuckers, you ones that hide behind the scenes. I have to see you old bastards put on some goddamn gear and go out and stand a man down. You couldn't do it, you fucking scum. Marines by 2026, and I mean 2020, plan 3 years into the fucking future. Fucking, just start a war, what they claim. But we don't know, because fuck, we can't trust anything that comes out of these motherfuckers. And the goddamn Chinese control the internet now, given to them by fucking Obama. So fucking, what's going on? Hell, all I know is the money's, the wealth is draining out of this fucking country and it's going to other countries while our goddamn people are living under, freeway underpasses. That's what I fucking know. You thieving, lying son of a bitches. You do not represent the American people. You are illegitimate. You're a fucking corporation. You're not a country. Get the fuck out of our goddamn country. You were never, that goddamn Constitution was never ratified. We the people have never submitted to that rule. 2026, that Japan is already aware of the plan. It is expected to be announced on Wednesday after a meeting between Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, and their Japanese counterparts in Washington. The Marine Corps is going through an overhaul. I bet you they fucking are. They got to find guys that can actually march in fucking pink high heels. You go join up with those goddamn communists, they're fascists. When the goddamn, the definition of fascism is when the goddamn industry owns everything and runs the fucking country. That's fascism. And they're fucking dictating to us, you don't have no first article right. We can fucking take you out of the public square. The public square you created. We created the public square of the internet. The people did. And then the government fucking steps in. Well, that's good. That's good. Just like they did with the goddamn radio and the fucking TV. Step in and just fucking seize it without due process of the fucking law. They would have had to sue every goddamn American national in this country. And they couldn't have done it, and they know it. So this is all just a power seizure. It's like fucking, if you've seen it 100 times, those who fail to remember the past are doomed to fucking repeat it. And we are repeating it. How we're repeating 2008, because you're getting ready to have another fucking goddamn deep, we're in a deep depression. We're about to go below the fucking bottom of the fucking sea as far as the goddamn depression is. The Marine Corps is going through an overhaul to better prepare for a future war with China. So you're preparing for a future war with fucking China at the same time that some fucking crooked fucking son of a bitch in an act of treason to fucking sell this. You can't sell this country. It belongs to the fucking people. There might be individual owners with absolute right over it under the Bill of Rights, under their autonomy, but they're goddamn, no other country owns it. No other country can own the fucking land. If they own the fucking land, then they have jurisdiction over the land and everything on it, including you. And I ain't no goddamn communist. And I sure as hell ain't no fucking fascist either. And I ain't no goddamn, where's my other word? Capitalist! I talked the other day about, Corky talking about, wait, let them guys attack. Let all of those guys do get killing and get us in. Then we'll step in and, no, you ain't. I'll tell you what, guys. If you fucking care about this goddamn country and you care about all the fighting you've already done and what you've accomplished, then them son of a bitches, after we start the fighting, start to stick their fucking noses in and try to take over, shoot them in the face, kill them dead, don't even bury them, let the dogs eat them. You and your goddamn Judeo-Christians ain't taking shit, Cornkey. You got that, you motherfucker? Oh, where are we here? though, going through the overhaul. The Marine units in these new units will get rid of aircraft and heavy armor in favor of more portable missiles and drones. That sounds like more like something that you would come, you know, if you were going to fucking try to confiscate guns or attack homes or attack, you know, go into a town or a city and go house to house, where, you know, you wouldn't want a whole bunch of baggage. You don't need it. All you need is the fucking missile to shoot at the fucking house. We got to get rid of these son of a bitches. They shouldn't be there to start with. They should be up against the fucking wall. Clinton, when they didn't put Clinton against the wall for selling our ICBM secrets, come on, people. When they didn't put fucking Hillary Clinton up against the wall for selling our fucking uranium to the goddamn Russians, who are selling it to the fucking Chinese, who we're getting ready to go to war with. Doesn't this fucking boggle anybody else's mind? You're out there fucking swapping spit and drinking these at the top, like I said. That's why they try to use the race baiting. They try to use any fucking thing to divide us. Because they are not divided. They are of all colors, and they're fucking of all nationalities, and they're fucking the international corporate mafia, and they intend for us to be their goddamn slaves. I will not be your slave, mafiosa. I will cancel your fucking contract, mafiosa. You may get me, but you will not get me alive. I'll never serve you. You son of a bitches, and my people will never stop until you are fucking hanging from a hemp rope. Better get used to the fucking idea. Where were we? Japan hosts about 18,000 Marines, and 70% of the U.S. military bases are in the Okinawa prefecture. It's not clear if the new plan means more U.S. Marines will be deployed to Japan, or if it recognizes it's a recognition of the Marines that are already there will suffice. Either way, further entrenchment of the U.S. Military presence in Okinawa will likely be opposed by locals, as there is a robust anti-base movement in the prefecture. Yeah, people around the world, you know, I'm going to tell you a little secret, you goddamn dirty son of a bitches. You old propagandists, you old fucking dog shit eating Nazi motherfuckers. People are sick of killing each other for your hiding asses. Why you hide in your fucking castles and eat caviar and sip fucking wine while they starve and they fucking kill each other with fucking guns. We're not going to do it. We're going to come up to your goddamn castle. We're taking your fucking castle. We're hanging your fucking ass, and we're taking every fucking thing you got. This goddamn feudalism has to end. And it's you know, they talk about, you know, like the British Parliament and all this, the House of Commons. Fuck you. The people, period. There is no fucking goddamn body higher than anybody else. We all live under the same fucking law. We all have this access to the same fucking law. We have access to a trial by our fucking peers. And we have access to fucking justice. And we can own fucking property that you can't touch. You stay the fuck away from it. You just what they've taken in property. How much do they owe us, guys? More than you can count, I guarantee fucking to you. Okinawa Governor Denny Tamaki. God damn. Denny, because we're in this fucking one world fucking bullshit that the people never fucking approved of. Did they do a national rally? Oh, no, 90%. We pulled 1,700 people. 90% support it, so we're just going to go ahead and do it. Let's just do it by executive order. Just have the king write out the fucking goddamn dictate. No, you ain't. It violates our goddamn right to procedural due process. You have to take every fucking one of us to court. And it has to be a common law court. And if the people that's in the court, you think you go in and take over the court and run it and fucking, you know, bribe your way through it? Anybody in that goddamn court that goes against the law, they'll be arrested in fucking court. They will fucking enforce the law that is in that fucking Bill of Rights. They will enforce our fucking rights or they will fucking hang. We've had enough of you. the burden of hosting U.S. military bases. Okinawa prefecture, I don't even know what the hell they're trying to say there, sought to become an island of peace and without bases. However, even, see, they throw in those fucking words. I mean, you could say, instead of saying out, you'd say off way, not here, off yonder. You know, fucking, you can't speak the goddamn, they want to fuck with the language. This is the most fucked up language on the planet to begin with. Because of all the double and triple and quadruple fucking meanings of the words that you have to identify. I mean, if you really want to fucking force something, you have to define each and every fucking goddamn word that you say. Well, you must have meant something else. Well, no, I didn't. There it is. There's your fucking definition. Sought to become Okinawa is a perfect, here it is. It's P-R-E-F-E-C-T-U-R-E, prefecture. Prefecture. What the fucking, I mean, why are they putting that? This is supposed to be for the fucking people, you know, out there. Prefecture. Huh? What? I can't hear you. Oh, it's like their state, she said. Okay. Okinawa is their state, their own state. I mean, why in the hell can't you say that? With only 0.6% of Japanese total land, it hosts 70.3% of the total area dedicated to the U.S. military. Tamakaki, fuck you. I don't want to hear your goddamn foreign fucking names anymore. I'm sick of them. Get the fuck out of my country, said last year. Tameki has also called for Tokyo to erase or to ease tensions with China, since any conflict would make Okinawa a target. Hundreds of thousands of civilians were killed in the battle of Okinawa between the U.S. and U.S. I love the way they put this. Okinawa between the U.S. and the Empire of Japan. You mean the Empire of the United States? If this ain't a fucking empire, go look up the definition of a fucking empire and tell me what the fuck it is. This wasn't supposed to be no goddamn empire. This is supposed to be a free man, land for the free men who fucking want it. For the indigenous population. For the native people here. And I'm a native of this goddamn country. Nobody better try to tell me I fucking ain't from your goddamn Chuck fucking goddamn private law fucking dictionaries. I know exactly what I am. If I ain't an ape, what the fuck was I born in the goddamn air? How stupid do you think we are? We're not going to put up with this shit. U.S. and the Empire of Japan during World War II. But Tamaki is not getting his wish, as the government of Prime Minister Fumino Kishida. You see how we're enforcing this is fucking America. You know, I'm sick of it on my fucking TV. I'm sick of it on my fucking telephone. The goddamn language, the official language of this country, is is English, and you better fucking start speaking it. If you don't, you'll be marked for the goddamn fucking invader that you fucking are. Get the fuck out. You can't speak English. Get the fuck out. Well, get the fuck out anyway, because you came here unlawfully. Has announced a plan to double military spending and name China the biggest strategic challenge, unlike anything we have ever seen before. They're looting our country. You got that? We're in deep, deep depression. And they're fucking finishing her off, buddy. Just like we said they would. Fucking Trumpy set it up for the fucking goddamn, for fucking Biden. Biden's doing the rest of it. And to think that there's any animosity between those two is bullshit. They both suck the same ass. You got it? The same Jew oi fucking Zionist ass. They suck it. Together. Side by side. And whatever other weird shit they do together. Kasaidi is set to meet with President Biden. He ain't no goddamn president. He's a goddamn usurper inside this fucking government. It ain't a government, inside this corporation. You're a corporate piece of shit's what you are, Biden. And fuck you and fuck your family. Corporate piece of shit. You had to stand on your own in the fucking jungle. You'd last about 15 fucking seconds, I guarantee it. And the jungle's coming for you, you son of a bitch. This week it talks that will likely be focused on strengthening the U.S.-Japan military alliance to work against China. We're against China, but we're selling them all of our goddamn food-growing land. Does that sound like goddamn duplicity? Enemies behind the gate? You can't sell the United States of America, you son of a bitch. You can sell the land to one another if you own it. But you cannot sell it to outside. You can't sell it to goddamn. What if somebody, they just decided to sell the whole fucking United States to goddamn Russia? Or fucking, or China? We'll just sell it to you, okay? Here, give us the money, we'll go and, hey, wait a minute, you son of a bitch, you don't own it. You never did. They have never owned this goddamn country. Everything they have taken and sold, everything that they have taken and stole, has been without due process of the law. That's why that goddamn Bill of Rights is there. So they can't do what they are doing. And they can't, well, I just granted myself emergency powers. You can't. You don't have the authority. It violates the 9th article. It gives you fucking authority you can't have. Explicitly can't have. U.S.-Japan military alliance to work against China. The top U.S. Marine Corps general in Japan told finance. See, here you are. You got generals. We know we got three generals over there in fucking China putting their fucking military together because them uninnovative motherfuckers couldn't fucking wipe their fucking ass without instructions. So you got these all American generals over there fucking getting these goddamn foreign fucking goddamn militaries ready to fucking fight. To fight and kill us. Why ain't these son of a bitches been arrested? I'll tell you why, because the only ones that can arrest them is us, and we're sitting on our fucking asses. Corps General in Japan told Financial Times that this week that the U.S. military is increasing cooperation with Japan's armed forces to prepare for a future conflict and is staging the theater as it did in Ukraine after 2014. I mean, they're telling you! We're setting up a war to get your people killed. To get the, hey, China. You know they don't give a shit to wipe your fucking asses off the face of the goddamn earth. They don't care how many of you get killed. Japan. God, you goddamn know. I mean, as far as Japan fucking went, unbelievable. The people have to say, you know, fuck you 25 motherfuckers. You want to go out there and kill each other? Get on it. We're going to live our fucking lives on this fucking earth as belongs to every fucking body on in their sovereign territories. In the United States, it belongs to the American nationals. It's under our fucking law, our jurisdiction, period. And you are trying to usurp that. And you will not usurp it. And those that have usurped it, you will fucking hang. You will face justice. This week, that the U.S. is, we're getting ready for a conflict here. Staging the theater. What's this mean, staging the theater as they did in Ukraine in 2014? What? They're staging something here for us? I mean, staging it means that they're putting things in place for an action that has nothing to fucking do with our fucking sovereignty, our liberty, our fucking freedom, our Bill of Rights, the only fucking law in this fucking land. The unalienable law of December 15, 17, has nothing to do with it except violating it. You can't take from me for something I don't fucking want. You can't make me do something I don't fucking want. That's what goddamn liberty is, you motherfuckers. Go read it. And you can't fucking define my rights. You cannot fucking regulate my rights. You do it, I got the right, not only the right, but the fucking duty to blow your fucking head off. Unbelievable, as they did in Ukraine. Wow, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Pitched us a sail about healing and oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers around here disappear like straw in the wind. Met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Jim runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1249 Pacific Time. And that was Strong the Wind by... Oh, man. I've forgotten. So I shall look. The Steel Woods, Strong the Wind. People around here used to disappear and still do sometimes, like Straw in the Wind. It's a big fucking place. Ukrainians to start training on Patriot missiles in U.S. as soon as next week, officials say. Now, you know what? If somebody who was working on a Patriot missile battery gave me just the goddamn operating instructions, just handed them to me, I'm not going to get the hands-on and all that shit. I'm an American national. This goddamn country belongs to me. Those fucking missiles belong to me. The fucking goddamn how-to book belongs to me. And I am a fucking a patriot that would fucking die fucking defending the goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this goddamn land. But if I had it, espionage, I guarantee they'd have fucking people against the goddamn wall within fucking 10 minutes. But some son of a bitch from the fucking Ukraine, a goddamn fascist, by the way, they're bringing these fascists over here to teach them how to use our goddamn armaments that they're going to give them. That is fucking treason. You can't even teach them somewhere else. God damn it. They have killed people in the past here for just fucking passing information. You're fucking training foreigners on our goddamn fucking our armaments. Well, that's what they're doing, people. If you keep letting this shit happen, fucking you will get a Patriot missile. And they're training them in a different way to where that, you know, they're not a big old fucking heavy thing. They can just go from fucking town to town in the fucking probably trucks, shoot them off the fucking back of pickup trucks and fucking shoot people. Hey, you won't give your guns up? Boom! 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 And that's supposed to be what's going to terrorize us. You wait to see what our counter is, you son of a bitch. This is from CNN News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Iranian troops are set to begin training on the Patriot missile system in the United States as soon as next week. Two different officials familiar with the matter tell CNN. The training program will take place at Fort Sill in Oklahoma, where the United States conducts its own training on operating and maintaining the Advanced Air Defense System. Fort Sill is one of the Army's four bases, basic training locations, and home to the Service Field Artillery School, which has been training service members for more than a century. People, they're not only bringing fucking foreigners in here; they're teaching them some of our most deadly fucking weapons, and they're going to train them on them. And I mean, somebody explain to me where this close tie to even to Ukraine exists between, my people, the American nationals and the goddamn Ukrainian fascists. I mean, shit. Didn't we fight a, well, we fought a war in fucking, World War II against fascism, right? I got Mussolini, you had Hitler, and you had fucking Tojo over there in, fucking Japan. And we fought it against the goddamn system of fascism, totalitarian dictatorship, military dictatorship. And now here we are, but in reality, what we did was we crushed fucking fascism in Europe and gave half of Europe over to the goddamn communists. That's what we did at the same time when we blew up them bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That ended the fucking war with Japan, who had fucking China whipped. You had the communists in China whipped, but hell, they were goddamn fascists too. We don't want fascism. We will not accept it. We do not want communism. We will not accept it. And this goddamn capitalism that you both have been fucking... fucking, well, you've been operating it in violation of the fucking ninth article. I mean, setting up your own fucking goddamn, administrative admiralty courts inside our goddamn on our land, you motherfuckers. You are going to fucking hang. You know you couldn't do any of this. You had no authority. You acted without authority and against the interest of the fucking people of the United States. Entering any of these goddamn international agreements was a goddamn act of treason against we the fucking people. We never needed the rest of the world. They needed us. Remember? Like my dad said, we fought the fucking world. We whipped the world. And we're going to have to do it again. Because people didn't get it. The training program will take place at Fort Sill in Oklahoma, where the U.S. conducts its own training on operating and maintaining the advanced air defense system. Fort Sill is one of the Army's four basic training locations. The training for the Ukrainians on the complex system is expected to, on the complex system is suspected, is expected to take several months, and Laura Cooper, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia. What that way? I better do that again. This is a quote by them? No. The training for the Ukrainians on the complex system is expected to take, quote, several months, said Laura Cooper, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia. What did they think? I mean, if this was all real, which it ain't, this is a goddamn production, people. It's made to break our country. It's made to take the fucking lint out of your goddamn pockets and put you on your fucking knees. Make you hand over your gun for a fucking loaf of bread instead of shooting the son of a bitch and taking the fucking bread. They're trying to turn, I mean, everything they do is designed to fucking turn your mind around 180 degrees where they rule and you are ruled. No, you rule and they are fucking ruled. In fact, they are fucking insurgents right now. They have fucking goddamn committed sedition, and they've committed fucking high fucking treason right in our front of our goddamn faces. They got nothing coming but the fucking wall. They have done it on international fucking broadcasts. They have done it in writing and signed their fucking names to it. They have no defense. What's their defense going to be? Well, we're the United. Well, there is no defense. You are not, I mean, you had fucking Trumpy get up there. Bill, I mean, it took three, after the, cutoff, there was some kind of cutoff they had. They were only gonna, it was stupid. It was gonna happen. Cap. That was it. A cap on spending. And once we reached the cap, well, old Trumpy, he got $3 billion more dollars, cause he keep building more and more of this. Look at our arsenal now. Look at our arsenal now. Watch now. Look at ours now. Oh, man. God damn it. It looks like Biden's in charge. Oh, look at, he's handing that huge arsenal we just built over to the fucking Ukrainians and to the fucking goddamn Taiwanese. Isn't that what happened? Am I missing something here? You pulled out of goddamn Afghanistan after you just put a brand new fucking goddamn military fucking hardware unit into that country. I mean, it made them a goddamn actual army that could fucking hurt people. That could fucking do shit. Same with Iraq. You pull out of fucking Iraq, these are our guys we're training here, you see. We sent all this, you're paying $1 million a piece to train these motherfuckers over here in goddamn, these Iraqis to use this the American equipment, and guess what? You know, you're gonna give the money and they get to give it to the industrial war complex to build fucking death. That's what this country exports, death. But then you go, as soon as you pull out, man, the next day, we don't know the goddamn people. These guys had a military that was supposed to be able to fucking take on a military. I mean, tanks and not just fucking guys with rifles and what might have you. But what they did, and everybody fucking knows it, is they got off the goddamn equipment, they walked into the barracks, threw off their fucking khakis, threw on their black pajamas, jumped on them. Al-Qaeda has a goddamn hell of an army. They got a hell of a goddamn, arsenal. Isn't that what they did? They did it. I mean, And now, you tell me that implements of that fucking arsenal have been used to kill Americans dumb enough to join the United Nations fucking goddamn goon squads. And they are. They're corporate goon squads. Because there ain't even... The United Nations is a goddamn fucking... It's a computer program. But they're trying to make it fucking real. They're trying to turn it into something tangible by just handing down things. Yeah, we dictate that you're going to have to take all your guns away from your people. And you can't do nothing about it because you signed an agreement. Well, you can't. That agreement ain't worth the paper it's written on because they didn't have the authority to sign it because the 9th article says they can't have any such authority to fucking touch our rights in any fucking way. So when we fucking come and kick your fucking ass, and I mean, it's going to be ugly, guys, because the longer we let this go on, the more angles that they fucking see and the more they try to position themselves to where they would stand a chance to fucking fight us. They don't stand a chance against us. And when you send those goddamn Chinese over here, we will fucking kill every goddamn one of them. And when we get done, when the killing gets done this time, there's going to be, I mean, the Rothschilds have got to go. The goddamn royal family's got to go. All monarchies and corporations, everything like, everything's got to go. It'll be a world of individuals. I just think you people around the world, you've never known it. To be an individual where some son of a bitch can't come up and rape your fucking wife right in front of you and you just gotta take it. You've never known it. You've never known that you have the authority to pull up a gun and fucking blow their fucking head off. You decide what you want to do as long as you ain't bothering nobody else and ain't nobody else's goddamn business. Oh, mercy, people. Well, it's 1 o'clock. That's enough for Laura. And so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, all things being equal, for another episode, thrilling episode of the fucking treason being committed against we, the fucking people. And until then, man, I mean, all I can tell you is, you know, don't polish the fuck out of your gun. Make sure your gun's clean inside. Make sure that the fucking thing is operating perfectly as you can. And be ready to fucking use that son of a bitch. And if you don't use it, you're going to get exactly what you fucking deserve. And I guarantee you. You ain't going to see. You won't have to live that long with it. It depends on how old you are. How much of this shit you're going to have to eat. But your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, they will be goddamn slaves on their knees to a fucking Chinaman. I don't think so. I think I'd blow that whole motherfucking place off the goddamn map. You want an exchange? You got fast fucking missiles? That's all right. We got Titan submarines. We will fucking put one on every inch of your fucking goddamn property, you cocksucking goddamn Chinese motherfuckers. You better get the fuck out of our country, the fuck away from us. And you son of a bitch and frauds that are pretending to be a fucking government in this country, you are illegitimate. You are fucking fraudulent. You are in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. And you gotta go. You get the fuck out of here, but don't make no mistake, we're coming for you. We're going to hunt every fucking one of you son of a bitches down. You're giving back everything you've stolen from us, and then you're going to fucking hang for the treason you have committed, for the espionage you've committed, for the fucking, listen, any crime you want to fucking put on them. And we can do it as individuals. It's real fucking easy. It's easier than you think. Anyway, that's the word from the trenches.